Absolutely. You know, I think three of our four turnovers were on the plus side of the 50. And like you mentioned, that's just directly taking points off the board. It's something that we did not do a very good job of today. I thought we battled. We moved the ball really well. Did kind of everything we wanted to offensively other than protect the football. And I think we had a few too many penalties as well. So, you know, we've got to be better than that. No, we dug ourselves too deep of a hole. You know, I expect nothing less than us to continue to compete for however long we need to play. I don't think that's ever going to change. I think we've got the right guys and the right mindset that regardless of the situation, we're going to battle. However, you know, we can't dig ourselves that hole and expect to consistently get out of it. We've got to be better and more consistent with our play. Yeah, no, I mean, just it's one of those. It's some of them take a second longer than others to get right. But you know, he didn't really get me too bad. I was kind of able to keep going.
Matt, that's as much frustration as I've seen you shown in a while. You know, with the banging on the turf, Tony Helmer on the sidelines, stuff like that. What was going through your mind at that period of time?
Well, I don't really remember throwing my helmet.
Well, no, I mean, just kind of.
No, but that's what you did say. Yeah, I mean, that happens. Yeah, no, that's okay. That's one of the things that happens. You know, this is when you're rolling and then all of a sudden you've got something, you turn it over. Guys are going to get, you know, upset, frustrated. I mean, that's part of the game. We're all so competitive that we want to do it right every time. But that's just part of it. You know, you're going to let it out sometimes. It's not directed at anybody or anything like that. It's just part of playing this game.
What did Kyle Shanahan say to you at that point? I saw you guys had a pretty good conversation there and stuff like that. You know, you guys seemed to calm me down and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I was out of control by any means. So just a little
just
bit
frustrated.
Yeah, a little bit frustrated, but that's part of it when you turn the football over.
On the missed handoff with Devontae Sarkis versus earlier, is that just a read on your part to try to keep it?
Yeah, that's we had a situation where we've got a run-pass option on that one, and it's my fault.
That, and there have been obviously other plays in the red zone here these last few weeks in terms of that haven't gone right. Outside of the fact that it's more difficult to move the ball in the red zone, is anything else going on there with play calling or on your part in terms of execution and pushing things through?
Yeah, I think it's execution. You know, I think Kyle's done a great job for us, you know, putting us in good positions throughout the year. I think that shows with, you know, how we've moved the ball. You know, when it comes to the red zone, your execution has to be very, very precise. And I don't think we've been as precise as we've needed to be. You know, whether it's the throw in a certain spot or just all of us being on the same page, being together, we haven't been as good as we've needed to be. Yeah, I think three of our four turnovers were on the plus side of the 50 today. And I think, you know, when you have those kind of in that area, it's directly taking points off the board. I don't think that's been the case the entire year. I think we've executed at a pretty high level for most of the year. We just have had situations where we're in there and we've either turned the football over, had penalties, those kind of things that have kind of thrown us off schedule. And you know, you can't do that. You can't do that week in and week out and expect to put up points and expect to win.
Now you're 6-2 overall, but looking up in the division at 0-2. How would you assess the team midway
this season? You know, we're in the mix. That's for sure. We've got a long way to go, and you know, I don't think we've played our best football at this point. I think that's in front of us, and that's going to be, you know, the challenge to everybody is to get back to work, you know, tomorrow. And make sure that we've got the best week of preparation that we've had all year this week. And, you know, I think that's where everybody's mindset needs to be.
Matt, what about Jacob Tammy, you know, making some plays here today? And then Justin Hardy, a rookie coming in, catching a couple balls.
Yeah, I think, you know, Jacob's done a great job for us this entire year. You know, he's quietly been a huge addition to our roster. He had another really good game today. But he's a guy that's, He's a pro's pro. I mean, he's well prepared every week. He knows exactly what he needs to do, and he makes plays when you give him the opportunity. And then Justin today, I thought, stepped in and did a really nice job for us. This is his first opportunity to play in this league. And you know, I thought he came in. The moment wasn't too big. I thought he played really well.
How frustrating was it that the turnovers were, you know, simple ball handling, you know, guys taking it off of guys, center snap or handoff, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of stuff you take for granted, I guess.
I think any turnover, you know, is tough. But, you know, I think they're uncharacteristic things, and they're things that we need to clean up. It's about detail to me. It's about being very detailed and very precise with everything that we're doing on the offensive side of ball. We need to be better with that.
On the interception, Palmanetta, is there something you either did see or didn't see on that play?
Yeah, I mean, they were in kind of a two Tampa look and spread out, and I tried to make an aggressive throw and just, you know, was not on the same page with Jacob.
Thank you.